Okay, so I'm looking at this post that I posted like in 2019, but it's still relevant. It says, if a woman likes you, she'll put up with anything you come at her with. And then the woman responds and says, we not doing this anymore.
I ain't did it then. I ain't doing it
We're
now.
We're just not going to do it. Like, no one has time for that. No one has time for anything that you come with because we're going to get into that in a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay. Welcome. Welcome back to Thriving and Surviving.
Welcome, y'all.
Episode 3, Season 3.
Yep.
We ain't going to lie. We barely made it to today.
Woo, y'all.
It was rough. We almost forgot.
Yeah.
We made it happen, though. You know, here we are.
Adult brains.
For real, though. recap of last week.
Last week, what did we talk about last
stuff.
Week?
We always just talking about stuff.
Yeah, random stuff. So, last week we talked about intimacy and a whole bunch of other stuff.
Mainly intimacy, like different forms of intimacy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wait, was that last week?
Thought so. Yeah, right?
Y'all, I told you, adult brain.
Well, we don't remember. We need to go back and listen. So do y'all. If this is your first time, we have 3 seasons. Well, 2 seasons, and we're on the 3rd season.
Yes.
So go back and listen. But yeah, I'm pretty sure it was about intimacy last week. Ashley, how was your week this week?
My week, you know, it wasn't bad. It went by fast,
mm-hmm.
but not fast.
You are approaching, okay, first of all, I'm watching too much TV because I almost said death day because I've been watching Manifest way too much. You're approaching your last day of work soon?
Yes, this is my last week. Starting tomorrow, what? My last week of work. So, that's exciting.
So, when is your last day?
Saturday.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
About to be a whole person out here with a regular 9-to-5.
I know. It's so weird. I don't even know.
Who would have thought somebody would be like, I want a 9-to-5. If you had Ashley's schedule, you would want a 9-to-5. Yeah.
There's certain things I'm going to miss about, like, having, like, a random day off in the week. Mm-hmm. Like, to get my hair braided or something.
Right, yeah.
You know, stuff like that. But, I mean, I'll figure it out, I guess. But it's just to have, like, a normal, like, work through the week and then being able to relax.
Yeah.
Because normally I might have a day off here, work some more days, and have a day off. I never get to relax because I'm trying to catch up on stuff on my day off. So my day off don't feel like I had a day off.
And now you get them consecutively.
Yeah.
Why don't you do it?
Yeah. I know some people are like, that's stupid. No, it's not. You don't understand. You just don't understand. Man. You don't get it. So,
well, my week was pretty busy.
You're always busy, though.
I know. But this weekend was great. Like, when I say I only did the things that I wanted to do, I only did the things that I wanted to do.
Shout out.
Saturday, I did nothing. Like, when I say nothing, like, I laid in bed and watched TV and ordered in DoorDash. Like, that was it. And then, I mean, Saturday night, we went for drinks because I thought I forgot to pay my electric bill. But I did pay it, y'all. The electric in my apartment complex went out. So, like, we were like, well, shoot, we might as well get up and go somewhere. So, we went to have drinks with Ashley and some other friends.
Yeah. So
it was fun.
Yeah. Just a little chill couple
Ashley's
hours.
Ashley's crazy. If y'all ever need a good laugh, like, if your week is terrible.
I'm really not,
just
y'all.
Have lunch or dinner or go out to drinks with Ashley because she has no sense.
I really don't know what I'll be saying. I don't know what she's talking about.
Ignorant. She ignorant. That's
I'm really not. I promise.
Okay, guys. Buy black. Buy black business this week is going to be Black Vibes Tulsa.
Shout out.
It is a website for everything that's going on in Tulsa, whether you're looking for a black business, if you're looking for an event. It is, I want to say it's launching soon. The website is up, but as far as information and stuff on the site, it should be pretty current, pretty soon here. I would say probably the next month or so. So if you're looking for stuff to do in Tulsa or more information, check out Black Vibes. Excuse me.
Shout out to Jamila.
Yes, Jamila Stuckey, our dear friend, who, if you haven't heard her episode on, was it season 1 or 2? It was one of the seasons. Just go look for it. It was hilarious. But Black Vibes Tulsa, if you're looking for the website, it's www.blackvibetulsa.com.
Yes. So my black business, of course, is food, like always, because I've just been hungry all weekend. But it's Leon Smoke Shack. Y'all make sure you go check it out. Bomb potatoes. Yes. Really good. They have an Instagram, Leon Smoke Shack. So
yeah. And you can find out their location if you go there. Instagram.
So yeah. Go check it out.
There we go. And my song of the week is random as heck. It is Leave the Door Open by Anderson .Paak and Bruno Mars. Just because it's a great song.
Yeah, they just put out a new song.
Skate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it. It's a nice little vibe. I'm excited because this album.
I love them together.
I love both of them.
Mm-hmm.
And them together is a mm-hmm. nice little vibe. Because that's just like perfect song to just chill with outside, yeah, in the car, going somewhere. Like,
yeah, they're doing the thing.
Yeah, shout out to them.
They're a whole vibe in themselves.
Yeah, I'm excited. So, mm-hmm. My song is very close to home, local. I wanted to do Fire on Little Africa, Party Plane featuring Charlie Wilson. Shout out to the Gap Band. Shout out to Tulsa. So I wanted to, you know, not go so old school like I usually do. So.
I mean, that's the newest she has been, y'all. Like, I'm amazed over here.
I mean, I did CGT last week.
Yeah, I guess so.
They was newer.
If you haven't listened to Fire Little Africa's album, you should do so. It's some good stuff on there. Some deep stuff, some just real chill vibes. Like,
yeah.
Well, really, even the chill vibe is kind of deep. But, I mean, it's great. It's a great album. What a large collaboration.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They had a lot of different people on there.
They did.
I mean, I didn't really know any of them, but that's just because...
They did. They had some great artists, and they did a great job. So, yeah. Check that out if you haven't checked that out. Now, let's just dive right into randomness. First of all...
I'm about to die. Sorry.
Lord Jesus, help us today.
Okay, y'all. I'm being serious. If you can't tell, Lindsay's usually the more serious one, and I'm not.
I think I'm pretty serious. Yeah, you know, I can tell a joke here and there. They're probably like dry humor, white jokes, low key. But
it's all right.
Every now and then you'll get one out of me. Well, last week I told you guys about my extra date night. And then we also talked about how when you do something, you're doing it out of the kindness of your heart, but then sometimes there's a little hint in there, like, these are the kind of things I like.
I want this too, buddy.
Exactly. Well, I ain't going to say I just didn't say anything. I just straight up told, you know, Matthias, hey, you're going to have to come with
me. You were supposed to let him listen to the episode first.
I know, but I couldn't help myself because
Because this is pure Lindsay.
I was like, did you like it?
But we talked about this. You were over-communicating.
Absolutely.
Like, so
absolutely.
Of course she couldn't keep it like, okay, I did. Okay, it's your turn.
I literally was like, did you like it? He was like, oh my God, it was great. And I was like, cool. You got next week. You got to outdo me. So defeated the purpose.
So,
however.
Yeah, what did y'all do?
We went to a drive-in movie. It was great. He set it up. He, you know, did everything by himself. Okay, I'm not going to lie. I ruined the surprise. It was supposed to be a surprise. I told him.
Classic Lindsay.
I told him that I'm good at guessing. A, I wouldn't say that I don't like surprises. I'm not accustomed to them, so I feel like I have to be in the know. So, let me tell y'all what happened.
She's just really curious.
So. I am. And I overanalyze everything, so there goes the surprise. So, like, we're literally talking. I was like, hey, what time do I need to be home? And he was like, 7:30. This is in the morning. And I was like, 7:30 p.m.? And he was like, yeah. And I was like, okay, like... Well, our friends were having a pool party, so I was like, well, good, we'll get done early, and we can just go to the pool party. He's like, no, it's gonna go pretty late into the night. And I was like, okay. Like, in my mind, I'm just thinking of all the possibilities. Didn't click at the moment. So then, the day of, I'm like, okay, still 7:30. He's like, yeah, 7:30-ish. Like, we'll leave the house around then. Okay, cool. So then I call him. Before I leave work, and I'm like, hey, I'm running a little late. I'll be there. I have to drop off something. And he's like, okay, that's fine. Like, you know, I'm going to go pick up a few things for tonight. And I was like, pick up a few things? Really? to most humans, that would not have been a hint.
Literally
all.
Like, okay, cool.
Yeah. I'm sitting here thinking, where can we go where we can't get there until late and it lasts too long? And I was like, we're going to a drive-in movie. So I text him and I was like, I figured out what we're doing. And he's like, no, you didn't. There's no way. And I'm like, yes, I did. And he's like, tell me. And I was like, no, I think I'm just going to, you know, at least let it be somewhat of a surprise. He's like, no, just tell me.
Well, you should have texted him.
I couldn't help myself. Oh, so my then gosh. I told him and he was like, dang, you did guess. He was like, but you don't know how I'm going to set it up. And I'm like, I can probably figure that out, but we're not going to talk about it.
But it was cute. I saw the little setup.
Yeah, he did a great job. I was pretty proud of him. So
look at y'all. Living my life through Lindsay.
Don't. You live your own life.
Just the day part.
You know, that is a fun part for sure.
Like, I want to date.
Yeah, I loved dating.
Yeah.
Okay, before I, you know, put my foot in my mouth, what else are we talking about today,
so Ashley? While we're kind of on the dating portion, really quick, so when it comes to this, is I guess it's a little off topic, but not, but cheating. Let's talk about cheating for a little bit.
Okay, dating, cheating. It's somewhere in there.
So, possibly. Do you consider flirting cheating?
I'm
asking you because you're in a relationship. I'm not.
I think it depends on the person. Like,
explain.
Okay, so like if I'm a flirtatious person, and like it's just like a part of my personality, and people know that I don't mean anything by it, then probably not. But if you know that like your level of, I guess it's more of just the person and your thought process. Because if you know if your level of cheating, or you know what too far is as a person. So you know if flirting with someone is too far for you and your, you know, significant other.
Yeah.
So if you know that that's too far and you continue to do that, then yes, it is cheating. But if you're just like a flirtatious person and you're just like out, you know, maybe saying something and never talking to that person again, then I'm like, is it really that big of a deal?
Okay.
That's how I feel.
I just want to know, because, I mean, for some people, I feel like if you're flirting with someone, like, they're like, no, that's cheating. You're intentionally.
Is that like a level of, okay, before I even get that far, what is your answer?
I don't have an answer because I'm not in a relationship, so I don't know.
Well, you still know what you would like.
I mean, I think there is a line. You have to be careful when it comes to flirting, because you can just flirt in conversation, and you can flirt when you're kind in someone's space, if that makes sense. Like touching a certain way, not anything like inappropriate, but like touching someone a little way, getting close to them, and you know, doing things like that. It kind of, I feel like it could teeter totter, and you have to be careful.
I can agree with that. It's a gateway. It's like gateway drugs. Yes. It's
a gateway. And then you also have to think like, okay, if my significant other was around, would I be flirting like this?
See, in all of those things, like in my mind,
that's what I'd be like.
In my mind, I'm thinking like, you know, like I wasn't thinking about the person being around, like, I was thinking more about the person like being in the room and knowing that's your personality, rather than like, you know, actually like, I don't know. I think that in my mind, my definition of flirting is a little bit lighter than what we're talking about right now. Because I'm literally talking about having a conversation and, you know, maybe throwing out a couple of compliments.
Yeah, you're flirting in like, it's just,
but
like,
the touching and all of that is too far. That it's not cheating, but it's too far. Like I said, it's a gateway, into cheating.
It's definitely
it's a gray area,
I think.
So just stay out of the gray area. That's gonna be
I just wanna know.
My advice. Yeah, just stay on out of that. Like I wouldn't personally intentionally flirt with someone.
Because I don't think I have flirted unintentionally, not realizing apparently. Yeah. People have been like, you just flirt with that person. I'm like, no, I wasn't. Yeah. I wasn't trying to. Like,
I didn't even know I could do that.
I'm like, right. Like, I don't flirt intentionally because I am an awkward person. So I don't know how to just flirt, like, on purpose.
Yeah. But I can see that.
So
I can
see that. My bad. Like, I hope they don't think that.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like there are so many things that go into that. Like, is there a level of insecurity with your significant other? Is that, have they discussed that with you, that's too far, that's something that they're uncomfortable with? Like, it's really based on your relationship. But like I said, it's too gray to even venture into that area. Let it go.
You know, I'm not going to lie, I like being flirted with. It's just, I never want to be in a position where I'm being flirted with. I'm like,
And he got a woman.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's too
far. Well, I want to be careful, you know what I mean? But I still like to be flirted with. I feel like any woman does, though, right?
Yeah.
I mean, like, to feel like
you're, you know, desired in some way, shape, or form, other than sexually, because, come on, y'all, we're tired of it. Like, shoot. I'm just going to throw that out there for all of y'all who don't know. We're over it. Sexually, yes. Like, you want people to be attracted to you, but, like, everything ain't about, okay, I'm getting way off subject.
Right. Come back.
I'm about to go on a rant that we do not need to enter into. But yeah, that's too gray.
Okay.
Too gray for me.
Y'all let us know your thoughts on flirting, y'all. Do y'all think it's cheating? Do you think it's just innocent? It's whatever. It's just fun. Like, let me know.
Y'all ain't gonna let as, me know. As, well, your, yeah, I mean, your perspective as a single person thinking about a relationship and what you would like, and then people who may be in a relationship.
Yeah.
We'll take both.
Thanks.
Remind me of life. Okay. Olympics. Let's just jump on into the Olympics
real quick. Yes. So I'm sure everybody's been watching the Olympics. Everybody's been like...
Or at least following on Twitter.
Yeah, following on social media and been hearing about all this crazy stuff. So it first happened with the whole Sha'Carri Richardson thing is when I feel like things have really started getting boiling.
Yeah.
You know, she tested positive for, you know, marijuana. Mm-hmm. She couldn't go and compete with the Olympics. And that was a big ordeal.
And then they like banned the swim caps that had the satin lining from the black company. And then before that, before both of those, they had banned, well, it was already a ban technically, like any, what is it? Like, oh God. I want to say controversial, like, groups or whatever, like,
oh,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Like, you know, like Black Lives Matter, yeah, t-shirts, I think I remember or seeing any, it. Yeah. Yeah, any type of social justice, apparel, something, whatever that may be. So like leading up, and then let's just not even forget that they're sleeping in freaking cardboard frames.
When I saw those pictures, I was like, I wouldn't want to go,
man. I'm the like, whole thing seems depressing.
This seems like I'm in prison. Like, yeah. No.
So, I mean, going into this, we were already like, why did y'all allow Japan to do this? Why didn't we change?
But apparently Japan didn't want to do it at all. They were not trying to hold
the Olympics. Well, they had already set up, we'd already advertised for 4 freaking years.
But apparently, like, they had no choice, but they didn't want to, so they was like, we're going to give y'all the bare minimum.
Who was going to take it at this point? Like, let's be real. Nobody. Like, you literally were set up for this. Like, come on.
Nobody was prepared.
Right. Because you had 4 years to prepare for this. Like, you put your bid in. Here we are. So yes, then we get to the actual Olympics and stuff just starts crumbling again.
Yeah, so Simone Biles decided to withdraw from team for health reasons.
Yeah.
Mental health reasons. Mm-hmm. At first people thought she was hurt, but then they came out with a statement or somebody, I don't know exactly who, came out saying it wasn't for a physical injury, but for mental health. And I know she did an interview just saying, hey, my mind and body aren't in sync. It's
holistic.
It's honest. Not, right? That's the first episode we talked about. Like, it's not, I'm not going to jeopardize my life because I'm not all the way there. And people who have never, like, tumbled and done things like that.
Yeah.
I've done minimal tumbling in my life. But the type of stuff that, you know, back handsprings and a tuck. Yeah. And I fell on my neck and stopped tumbling. I haven't tumbled in 15 years because I thought I hurt myself bad. And the stuff that Simone can do, the stuff that real professional gymnasts do, that stuff is not easy, y'all. Yeah. If you've never tumbled and fallen and hurt yourself, it can be scary.
Well, let's get to, I mean, like, let's be real. Simone, we don't know what Simone deals with in her personal life. However, if we just look at the pressure that the Olympics has put on her, or, you know, taken off of subpar gymnast because of her capability, that's enough to make a person go crazy.
I think professional athlete of any that's what I'm saying.
Outside of all of that, literally focusing on this Olympics, you're telling the best in the world that she can't do her best because everybody else can't do her best. Like, she is the best. Like, she's supposed to be setting the bar so that no one can beat her bar. Like, though she's already outdone anything that you guys would ever be capable of doing as a whole entire industry. So who are you to tell her, hey, you won't get extra points, or we can't really grade you for that because Sarah
can't do that
from Russia can't do
it. We don't care about Sarah, Jessica, Marie. We don't care about none of them.
Period. Like, how dare you tell me that I can't be great because nobody else can be greater than me or as great as me?
There's always going to be someone who is better at some point in time, and that's what people try to get.
Right. So you set a world record and you allow the next person, well, they may get injured. Okay, pause. Did we think about injuries in soccer? Or basketball, or football, or sailing, or swimming, or anything.
But when it comes to
diving, people are literally killing themselves diving off a diving board. But you're not saying, don't do that. Like, Like, I was talking to someone, they were talking about a Winter Olympics, like, the first person to do a backflip in figure skating was a black woman.
Yeah.
And they didn't score her for it. Because nobody else could do
it. Yeah, they said her trick was illegal.
Like, because they can't, and like, come on, y'all. We have to expand. First of all, we are too intellectually beyond where we ever thought we could have been to start to put on limitations. But you know what? Not that the Americans did it, but that's some American mindset things. Like, the fact that we're going backwards in history at this point is a whole, you know, like, I'm going to go on another rant.
I think what got me about this whole Simone thing is everybody else in the world, besides the U.S.,
mm-hmm.
commended her. But everybody in America was like, you're a quitter. You should have stuck it out for your team.
Oh, we don't care about America. Like, pause. Let me just tell y'all how I feel about America.
America ain't doing
nothing for us right now.
Ain't giving a damn about black folks.
So all y'all who are sitting on y'all's butts at home ain't never jumped higher than 2 feet off the ground. If that,
right.
Don't tell these people how to live.
Ain't did nobody's cartwheel.
Ain't paid nobody's taxes. You know, ain't worked a day in your life. You sitting at home with your rifle in your lap talking about what she shouldn't be doing. And this is your America. Go learn how to do something and help them out. Yeah. Because that's not her job to put America on her back. Like, if she doesn't feel mentally capable of doing that, some of y'all need to know how to feel incapable mentally of doing things. Because y'all are freaking insane. Let her get her sanity. Let her be a whole person doing well with her life and get back on it.
So she supposed to risk her life for
U.S. you
to come back to where
for
people,
you to feel good about what she
for
did.
For people who don't even like the way like her because of who she looks, what she looks like.
Ain't making no money without endorsements. Let's not act like they're giving her a fat check.
So why would I risk my life for y'all?
Period.
This is the USA that don't like me. And
don't like me. Will pull me over in a minute, act like nobody knows who I am.
Right. Like, okay. Nah, it's not. And the Olympic, the USA team has had a history, like, long history.
Of abuse,
letting people compete, like, severely injured.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
Just for y'all's name.
Just to get a gold medal.
Crazy.
I'm sorry, it's not worth my life. There's a gymnast who...
And she has set all the records, let's be real.
Literally,
so she don't need this.
Competed, injured, and broke her neck, and she's paralyzed.
Wow.
And may never walk again.
And what y'all doing for her? Okay, thanks.
Other gymnasts have literally, at 19 years old, ended their professional career because they've done stuff injured.
Mm-hmm.
This is a literally long line of abuse that they've endured.
According
crazy.
To the conversation they were having right now, we're clearly on the same page as Simone. Do your thing. Get back where you need to be. Figure it out. You know?
Yes.
Take time. Live your best life.
Mental health and physical health are synonymous.
Mental,
like,
spiritual, and physical.
It is
they
all
are
together.
Same.
You
yes.
cannot be... You can't be healthy if your mind is not healthy. Mm-hmm. It is a fact.
Yeah, literally.
It is a proven fact.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think when people are depressed, they... feel sick, they can't eat, they can't sleep. It affects you physically. Like, mm-hmm. it's the same.
And there's no need for me to be on a vault and my mind's in the wrong place for me, like you said, to slip up and paralyze
myself.
To not
catch when you're supposed to. Like, it's just crazy. And shout out to her. You know, she's pretty young. I mean, she's mm-hmm. 24, I think, 23, 24. She's young to really, like... to be there,
be
to be
self-aware,
at the, you know, the place that is supposed to be, the Olympics, mm-hmm. to really be like, listen. And everybody around her supported her.
Yeah.
And I love that. I love that the team is mm-hmm. supportive. That's a real, like, you know, sisterhood, or, you know, gymnast sisterhood type thing. And it's just crazy. I'm glad that she was able to really realize, like, I can't do this. It's not worth it.
Yeah. I agree. Call it what you want. She did what was best for her, and some of y'all need to be living the same kind of life. On or back to Sha'Carri Richardson. Yeah. So, my favorite tweet. I don't even have Twitter. Let me stop being fake. My favorite tweet, though, is Sha'Carri Richardson had tweeted, missing me yet, after the, I believe it was after the prelims of the 100?
I think so.
And I was like, yeah, actually.
Because I don't think they did get it all.
We only had Daniel's last name, one American in the finals. She placed seventh. But I mean, let's just roll on over until how the Jamaicans just swept first through third.
Man,
all the medals,
like killed. Shout out to the Jamaicans.
Elaine Richardson beat Flo Jo's Olympic record, not the world record. For y'all who don't know the difference, there's a world record and there's an Olympic record. She beat her Olympic record, but not the world record. But it was still like what, a 10.61? What? Like,
shout out to her. Shout out to Flo Jo. R.I.P.
Man, this is crazy. Like, I just could. When she was running,
I'm rooting for everybody black, y'all.
Clearly, which we about to get to that in a minute. When she was running in the prelims, she like ran a 10, what was it, a 10.7, 10.76, but she pulled up. Like, it felt like halfway through the doggone race, I'm like,
out of nowhere. Oh, I didn't really, I watched the, you know, the playback.
Mm-hmm.
And she just came out of nowhere. She said, "Psych, I got it's y'all."
It's the length of the legs. Like, because Shelly was up there.
Yeah.
But Shelly got little legs. That girl.
She can't. She said,
"Man, girl." I love it, though. I love it. Before we get back to your comment, I'm just going to mention one more Olympic hell yes for the black people this week was Lamont Marcel Jacobs, who won the 100 meter for Italy.
Yeah.
Now, let me explain something. He won the 100. He's the first Italian to win the 100. I think they said he's the first European to win the 100 since like 1992. And it was like a guy from Great Britain. But if y'all know anything about Lamont, first of all,
his name is Lamont.
His name's Lamont. This is Ashley's point. His name is Lamont. Okay, cool. Then you see a picture of Lamont. And then you like, oh yeah, he's Italian, but he black.
Yeah,
you know, he got African descent. He black, right? Then you find out he was born in El Paso, Texas.
Oh, shout out!
Cause his daddy is African American. Oh, so his mom is Italian.
He had a dual citizenship. He went ahead and just.
I want to say he had moved there maybe a year or two, something. It wasn't that long. Yeah,
when you have dual for that stuff, you have to. I think you have to like denounce your other citizenship and like claim.
Like, I don't know how that works.
Because I think that's what Naomi had to do. Because you know she's half, you know, Japanese, yeah. Half, you know. Mm-hmm.
Does she have to denounce it, or she just have to choose?
Her dad's Haitian but American.
Yeah.
So she had to go with her. She decided to represent Japan.
Okay.
I don't know if she had to like legally do that.
I don't think so. You have to denounce,
but I think you have to do something. I might not be using the right terminology.
We'll figure it out. We ain't gonna tell y'all.
But y'all know what I mean.
We gonna figure it out.
Y'all can Google it.
But yes, he black. So
shout out to Lamont. Shout out to Texas.
Shout out to black people.
Ooh, El Paso though.
Shit. Shout out to the black people for doing great things like all over the nation. I was looking at Switzerland.
Issa said it. I'm rooting for everybody black.
For real. Always. I was looking at Switzerland. First of all, I didn't even know it was Switzerland because they... Okay, this is another thing. Y'all don't think I'm dumb. Because I'm not dumb. But this...
You're just not very... You don't know a lot about geography. That's all right.
No. I wasn't even going there. Dang. Oh,
I don't know. I didn't know where we were going.
If you would shut up and let me talk. Dang.
I'll try to help you out.
Okay, so like when you're looking at the jerseys, this is how I know I'm American, and I'm ashamed of this. looking at their uniforms, like I'm looking at Italy, and I'm like, why doesn't it say Italy? It says Italia. And then Matthias was like, because that's how you say it. And I was like, see, why do Americans feel like everybody gotta conform to what they want? So I'm reading, I'm like literally looking at the 100.
That's
finals.
Definitely an American little comment.
It is. I'm looking at the 100 finals and the prelims, and there's two girls from Switzerland, but I'm reading it on their shirts, and there was another girl from like a smaller country in Africa, and mm-hmm. I knew it was in Africa, but I knew it was like West Africa, but I had never heard of the country, so I had figured her out. But these other two girls, I'm like, what country is that? And I'm like, it starts with an S. Like, but it doesn't say Switzerland.
Did it say, like, Swazi or something like that?
Something like something that was not Switzerland. Girl, I had to Google it. I was like, I will not be ignorant. I'm going to Google it. And it was Switzerland. I was like, oh, my God.
Listen, I know I'm not the most, like, cult. When it comes to geography, I'm mm-hmm. horrible with it. I don't know where this country is. But I said, I think
Americans.
It's close.
Americans.
I'm just not. Geography was not my strong suit in school. And I can admit that. Mm-hmm. That's why I want to travel. I want to be cultured. I want to go to places. So, because it's just not something that we just learned. We didn't really learn about.
Not you deep. Had to put them there, but after you did that test,
you didn't just learn that deep in geography. Like, how am I supposed to know where damn where this is by? I don't know. I ain't looking there. I don't live there. I know where Oklahoma's by. I can give you the count, all 77 counties.
And I can't. I can't no more. There's that. I did learn. It was just like, okay, it makes sense, A, because this is the Olympics, so they can do whatever they want. But I was like, dang, that was real American of you, and you really need to get out of that mindset, because it's not about y'all. Nobody care if y'all can read or not. We know where our education level is. Like, it is for us to educate ourselves about them.
Yeah.
So I had a moment. However, I said all that to say, there was a mixed girl from Switzerland who was in the 100, too. So shout out to the blacks in the 100.
Go blacks. Go.
I would get into swimming and all of that, but it was a lot. We got beat. The women's, one of the relays got beat by Australia. Still, yeah. Like, come on. But, can I say this? I love all my white people, but.
You do?
Y'all gotta do what y'all come here to do. Like.
You gotta do better.
Like, we know where we stand in our ranking. Y'all were supposed to win that relay, and you lost. And you lost because of technique. The Australian swam with her hand out and literally beat y'all by 0.04 seconds.
It was so close.
And you tried to be extra.
It was so close.
And you
close.
Tried to do an extra swim and you lost the damn race.
Point.
I was pissed.
It was so
And I was
close.
Done with swimming after that yesterday. I was so upset. However, I did know that there was sailing in the Olympics, but not wind sailing. So I started watching that. It was boring. As heck. I'm because like, there are some sports that we just don't need to have in the Olympics or that we don't care about.
They're just literally there.
They're just like pumping the sail because it's like a weird, like a almost like doing squats or something. Yeah. It's really weird. I was like, this is boring. I can't do this.
This ain't for me.
Man, you know, there's something for everyone though. Yeah, you know,
there is.
Handball.
There's something for everyone.
Somebody loves handball.
Yeah, there's a lot of people I feel like who watch that.
It ain't me. I was just like,
I don't even like playing handball.
What is this? You know? But yeah. Olympics, keep watching. I'm like you said, we root for everybody black. I don't care if you're from Jamaica, I don't care if you're from America, I don't care if you're from a small little country in Africa.
I don't care if you're from Timbuktu.
Like, if you're black,
shout out.
So we rooting for y'all.
Right.
Go ahead, do your thing. Okay, so getting into a little bit of politics, not really because we don't really know a lot about politics.
Nope.
This is about to be basic as heck.
Yeah.
So I was on Instagram and I was reading that the Florida governor banned schools from requiring students to wear masks.
Yep.
Ron DeSantis, what in the are you thinking? Like, what do you mean you're gonna, like, in your mind, out of all the things that Florida needs right now, you're banning schools from requiring masks?
I think Abbott's doing that too in Texas.
Do you want to kill all the Floridians,
yes,
whatever they're called?
He does.
Like,
I just, for all the people who were screaming, you can't regulate. If we do this or do that,
you're telling
the same thing now.
You're regulating how they teach.
You don't
if
you don't want to wear a mask, don't wear a mask. But making them not being able to wear one is,
well, they can wear one. He's just saying that the schools can't require them to wear one.
Yeah. But still,
and you should require all kids to wear a mask.
I think so.
Okay, let's think about an elementary school in itself. No one in elementary school. No, they are dirty though. Filthy. Viruses everywhere. But kids in elementary school are not old enough to get the vaccine. If your kid is in elementary school and they're old enough to get the vaccine, we have a problem.
Because you have to be 12, right?
You have to be 12.
That's
so you literally have a whole, you know, school system, K through 5th grade at the minimum.
Yeah.
That can't get vaccinated. So them not wearing masks and bringing in germs from every other household or everywhere that they've been, daycares. If you go to daycare, you got 37 households right there that they're bringing germs in from. Their own household, the bus driver's household, the park, wherever it is that they're going, they're bringing these germs in. That alone with one kid makes me nervous of how many times they could have been exposed to COVID.
So when you said something about daycare, I know just in like a couple of places here recently, like, so younger, like little babies, they get the RSV, the foot and mouth, the thing. And that's been going around a lot.
In Oklahoma, well, in Tulsa, a lot of kids are out because of it.
It's been a lot of kids, parents getting sick. Mm-hmm. And that's what it reminds me of. It's like, these kids are literally just spreading.
Yes.
And they can die from that.
So let's talk about that. Let's just go from elementary school to fifth grade. You have all of these kids now who've brought 5 gajillion million viruses or potentially bringing in COVID into this one school.
Yeah.
Then you have these teachers who are leaving and they're going their separate ways and they're going to their homes with their kids and their families. The kids doing the same things, going to daycares, then home, after school programs, then home. Like, think about how many times COVID could be spread just from one elementary school.
COVID's just picked up even just in general. I literally just this past like 2 weeks, COVID has picked up in Oklahoma so much. One of my associate's neighbor just died of COVID. He was in the hospital for 1 week on life support.
Gone.
And
that's my thing. Like, you're not even considering your citizens in your state. The governors are out of control. Like, I mean, let's go back to Texas. What was a month ago or so, where the Texas governor, what did he do? Signs a bill or something to where you can't teach in schools that the KKK was a was bad, basically.
Yeah, basically.
Huh? So we're going to erase history too?
Which we already know. Hello, we've been like, sir.
So basically,
Greg Abbott is a nut.
A hate group cannot. I mean, a hate group has the potential to be a great thing in. I'm stressed. I'm just stressed about going backward. Like, I'm not even scared, to be honest. I mean, hey, I know who is over my life, the head of my life. That's Jesus. I don't got to worry about none of y'all. But this is stupid. That's what it is. It's just stupid.
It's just crazy because it's like,
it's evil and it's stupid.
It's picking back up, but y'all are doing things back. Like, I understand if you don't want to wear a mask, like, we can't make you, but it's just scary the amount of people who've just died these past weeks from this whole, I don't know if the person that I know that died had a Delta variant or not, I don't know, but the amount of people who've just been sick with a lot of things,
we have different variants at this point, and the new variant doesn't, the vaccine doesn't work as well for the new variant as it does the first one.
And like, these people with these, who are already sick, like kids who have asthma, if they get COVID, they're going to be in worse shape than me.
Yeah,
because COVID is a respiratory virus. Asthma, you can't breathe.
Protect the kids. Governors, voters. Protect y'all's children. If y'all don't protect nobody else, if you don't care about nothing else in the world,
I
care
have
about
friends the, and the family future, the children. Who are teachers who are literally going back to school. Oklahoma City's going back to school next week.
Well, the thing is, I know a few chief teachers who have quit. Because they're like, I'm not going to risk my life because people don't care about my life.
If my mom was still teaching, she definitely would have left. Nope.
It's crazy. It's really crazy.
It's crazy.
So, hey, we got to pray for our children, our teachers, all of that. Because people don't care about your kids. Like, they just don't. Like, their kids are fine in their minds. Their kids probably already grown. So, they don't care about your kids. Like, you got to do what's best for you and your people.
Yeah, you really do.
For sure.
Stay protected. Do your research. We're not telling y'all to to go get the vaccine. But I'm just telling you to be aware of what's going on. Always do your research.
Always. And know who you're voting for. We can't express that enough.
Really voting for the right people to get the right people in place is what's important.
Man,
because some of these people just be like,
and we gonna say a prayer for y'all who don't like to do research or who feel like y'all know everything because somebody told y'all that y'all need to vote for the worst candidate ever. So here we go. Okay, I got a couple more topics. I gotta get through all this. Okay, so the next one is President Biden asks Congress or calls on Congress to extend rent moratorium, which ended on July the 31st.
Which was yesterday.
So, speaking of COVID, it's just going to go right into that. Yeah. The fact that people are still suffering. Some people don't. People still don't have jobs. People still can't feed their families. People still can't pay rent. Why are we just now at the place of this should have been extended back in April? Like, we knew that we were not in the place that we need to go or that we need to be in order for people to be, you know, at full capacity, back to normal, able to pay bills and things like that. Like, the fact that we didn't think further than a year from, you know, COVID, or what, 16 months from when we shut down things. Not that we didn't think about it, but that we didn't act upon that is insane.
Because they, but you have to think about when it first happened, people didn't take it seriously. Think about
clearly, how. But when they did take it seriously, Ashley, we've been in it for a year.
I know, but those couple of months, they weren't doing, like, come on.
I just feel bad.
We were already behind. We already weren't prepared for anything like this. And then when they're like, oh, this is for real, we're still not prepared. Yeah. They're literally already still, like, hospitals are already filling up. There's no shortage. It's like we're back from the beginning.
Yeah. If I'm thinking of, in, like, my, the people that I know, I would say at the least 70% of them have had COVID. At the least. That's not even me doing real math. Yeah. Like, that's off the top of my head. At least 70% of the people that I know.
I actually don't know a lot of people who have had COVID.
Shoot, I can run down a list of about 25 right now. I mean,
you
probably can,
but I don't know. I don't recently, know a lot of people who've had
it. I would say since April, I would say I know at least 5, and 2 of them were in the past month with the Delta variant. So, like, that's rough. To me, that's scary. Like, I'm wearing my mask. I don't care where we are. I don't care what people say. Yeah. I'll be outside around people with a mask on. Just because you just don't know. Yeah, like, you really don't know.
You don't. I mean, I've had COVID, so, thankfully mine wasn't, super bad. I'm still dealing with after effects from it.
Yeah.
Which sucks, but I'm grateful to be alive. grateful to be alive, and it wasn't worse than it was.
But going back to the topic, like, we may be headed into another shutdown. And y'all, and people can't pay their rent. And my rent just went up.
I just don't know if they're actually going to shut down again. I don't know if they're going to risk losing that money. These businesses are, I mean,
the numbers are going to be ridiculous.
I mean, you could, honestly. Yeah, I feel like if they do shut down, there's going to be way more deaths. Because, let's talk, America's greedy.
They are. Oh, of course they are. But I won't be one of the deaths. I'm going to protect myself. Period.
Yeah.
I want to say that some of the tribes here in Oklahoma have went back to virtual due to COVID. Someone had told me that, I haven't done the research, y'all, so don't quote me on that. But somebody had told me that they were going back into doing things virtually just to protect.
Well, a lot of people never left virtual.
I wish, sorry that. Okay, there are
some people who never, they're like, nah, or they were doing hybrid.
Yeah, but I really do, even if we don't go back into a full shutdown, like, people are going to have to go back, like you said, at least hybrid, like taking time off and doing things like that. Just protect yourselves, for real.
It's real, even if, just be careful. If you don't believe in the vaccine, whatever, okay, but you still got to make sure.
Speaking.
Do your due diligence. Be careful.
Speaking of protecting yourself. I was looking at a post of Lollapalooza. First of all, let me not pretend that Juneteenth in Tulsa was not crazy as far as numbers. It was like, where'd y'all people come from? Y'all be showing up in numbers like this. We were stressed about the spikes of COVID during that. Like, wow.
There was a lot of people Juneteenth.
A whole lot. But then I look at Lollapalooza.
Talk about people. Tell you.
And if you went to Lollapalooza and you're in my circle and you don't see me, that's why. Because what?
There's a lot of people there.
I mean, it had to be over 150,000 people.
Oh, for sure.
So, like, huh? Y'all want to talk about spikes?
Oh, listen.
Like, if you went to Lollapalooza, you need to quarantine.
No, for sure.
For a minimum of 14.
Because Chicago was already
a minimum of 14.
Because even when COVID had hit before, Chicago was already a big red, like in the red, because their airport, they have a lot of people who go through there when flying.
And I get it. Y'all have already set it up. Y'all already had to miss a year.
And if nobody gets it, I get it because we all were like, we want to just see people.
But I don't want to see that many people.
But that's a lot of people. Ever. Like, you're like
Like, this. Literally, y'all can't see me, y'all's just hot, sweaty bodies are on top. Like, back to back. Oof.
If you've ever been to a festival, even before, just, like, I've been to a festival where I literally was like, I'm about to pass out if I don't get out of this crowd. Like, I'm looking up at the...
Looking for air, yeah.
Trying been to there, breathe. I'm short, like, I can't breathe. So, like, you're literally like this, stuck, like, nah. And, you know, I'm not acting like I'm just... haven't been out and about around people, but not like that.
Hey.
Not like that.
Speaking of Lollapalooza, what, you know what, how do you feel about the baby statement? The baby statement.
You know, it was just unnecessary. I just don't see why, like, he thought all of that had to be said. Like, what was the point?
I'm there. It didn't make sense.
What was the point? What made you get on there and be like, if you not sucking in the car, but like bro, what? If you ain't got no HR, like, sir.
And who were you directing that to?
I don't.
Like, are you just against the LGBTQ plus community?
Were you trying to be funny?
Did somebody just lie on you being in a car, in the back of a car?
I don't know.
What?
I, you know,
give some context, sir.
But it's just, it was unnecessary. But now he's facing all these losing deals. And
I mean, you know, I do think that an apology is necessary. And and apologies are, they're a great area for me.
But the thing is, after all that stuff happened when he was on stage, got on the internet and went into depth on why he said all of it, and it just made it worse.
And this is why apologies are gray areas for me.
It made it worse
because now no one's accepting it
because he didn't do a real apology. He was just like, I mean, I said what I said, blah blah blah. I wasn't trying to offend nobody, but it is what it is.
Right, but why did you say, like, where did that come from? Like, these are answers that we need. Like, huh? However, celebrities say outlandish stuff all the time, and I do think that this is going to be an unpopular opinion, that we try really hard to punish people for things that have nothing to do with us. And it's like, make that decision for yourself. Lollapalooza did a great job. This is not what we stand for. We stand for diversity, inclusion, all of this. Therefore, he will not be on our stage. But some of y'all be out here saying the same stuff.
But I see why they did that, because he said it at another concert venue he was at. Yeah. So some people are like, I don't even want to take a chance.
No, that was the right move. Absolutely.
I don't
want to
take no chance. You're not going to sit up here and embarrass us.
As an event coordinator, I would have done the same thing.
So I can see why. I think.
However, I'm
little,
talking about...
a little crappy dude on the day he's supposed to perform.
No, but they had to do what they had to do. I'm talking about some of y'all who out here...
oh, saying the same stuff.
Y'all out here saying the same things. And it's a lesson for everyone. It's a lesson for everyone to say, like, let me take the time before I say anything ignorant. Not me personally, but, you know, talking about people. Before you say anything ignorant, take the time, like we always talk about, to research. What is it that you're trying to communicate? Why are you feeling this way? What about this community, like, instills this level of fear in you? Because that's what it's about.
Even if you didn't support the community, you don't talk. You ain't got to say nothing.
But
then,
when you educate yourself, you're less likely to say foolish things.
It don't concern you. And one, HIV is not just for the LGBT.
That's why I said, who is he talking about?
That's everybody.
He may not even been talking about that.
I know,
community.
But when he start throwing about sucking a...
Right, but was he talking about a dude doing it, or was he talking about a girl doing it? Like, there were just so many questions that needed to be answered.
It was just unnecessary. Like,
so I said that to say, we don't know what community he's talking about. I'm just saying, like, as a human, your responsibility is to research before you just be out here saying ignorant things. Like, know what you're talking about, and most of the time, your research will stop you from saying ignorant things, because you're going to learn something new in the process.
But if you don't research, just be very aware that...
No, hey, no, if you don't, research. We're not giving passes these days.
I'm not giving passes. There's going to be repercussions in anything that you say or do.
Period. There are going to be repercussions.
Yeah, like, just
The baby's raspy little deep voice may not be heard as often because he don't know how to act right now. He done got too famous. He think he's invincible. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe people get too big. They think they're invincible. They think they can say whatever they want to say. Listen, and then life will shut you down real quick and be like,
I never want to be famous. I don't even want to be seen by niggas in Tulsa.
Okay. On that note, guys, we are wrapping up because Ashley is on one at this moment.
Y'all, that sounded harsher than it was supposed to.
I don't even know where that came from, though.
I'm just saying, like, I'm never wanting to be someone who's just like, oh, hey, like, I don't, you don't have to.
Yeah. You know, but it's, they're definitely, I mean, so there's a level, be famous. There's a level of God complex that comes with
that. That just seems like a lot. That seems stressful, like a stressful life.
And that's where stuff like this happens.
I like my privacy.
So, unfortunately for y'all who felt like y'all needed to be in the spotlight, these are the consequences of your actions and needing to be seen all the time and heard. Every thought that you have does not need to be said out loud because half of them are ignorant. Like, your mind is dumb. Like, your thoughts are ignorant. Like,
and I'm only one.
Right, like, literally, no, I'm just saying, as a human, period, like, yeah. Half the thoughts that go through my head do not need to be said out loud, because they're incomplete, like, what made you?
So, like she said, y'all, it's a lesson in everything. Yes, we're not famous, but this is a lesson that you can take in your personal life, your work life, your professional everything. Life. Everything. Sometimes it is hard. Sometimes it's hard. You just have to be. If you think you have to think about saying it, don't say it.
Right.
Like, you have to think about, like, should I say it?
If you can't explain it to yourself,
like, just don't say it. It ain't. Period. Got time.
Absolutely. All right, guys. Well, we appreciate y'all hanging in there with us today.
Yeah.
It's fun. Woo-hoo. Like, the randomness was fun today.
Yeah.
I enjoyed
it. We had a whole bunch of random topics. I know y'all are rolling your eyes like, what are they talking about?
Probably not.
About?
They probably want us to explore a little bit more about stuff like
yeah.
this.
Yeah. So, again, maybe you should hit us up. Don't make me ask y'all again.
Oh, she's going to ask you every time, so no one cares. if you're looking for us on Gmail, we do have an email. And it is thriving77@gmail.com.
Yes.
We have Instagram. Instagram is thriving.in.surviving. And then follow us on there.
And our Facebook is thriving.surviving.podcast. Hit us up, y'all. Text me and y'all be knowing.
Okay,
us.
Y'all do a good job of texting though, and things like that. Like,
I've had a couple people. I had somebody randomly reach out and like, "Hey, can I call you? I'm listening to one of your episodes, and I just want to ask a question."
Okay, that's
dope. It was so random, but I was like, "Hey, shout out!"
Yeah, y'all be shouting us out on social media, so we appreciate it. We appreciate y'all listening for sure.
We appreciate all the love. So give us some more topics y'all want to hear us discuss. Yes. I still want to do it IG live, y'all.
Y'all not ready for that yet. Y'all not listening enough right now.
Even though I'm nervous to do one, but we're going to do
it. And Ashley's face will not be all the way in the camera. I promise y'all it will not. I will not allow it. I will not allow it. She will back up. For real, no. though. Why you gotta be so close? Y'all, I know I get on this all the time, but like, I promise if we do an IG live, she will not be that close. I promise. Okay, I'm done. I am done tonight.
My bad,
we
y'all.
Appreciate you guys listening. We will post every single Monday, regardless if we record on Sunday or the Monday that we put it out. It's gonna happen. So we look forward to you guys listening to episode 4. We hope you enjoy.
3.
I said we look forward to y'all listening. This is 3. Oh, y'all, I can't. I gotta get off here. All right, thanks for listening. Bye.